The country's first shared e-scooter scheme begins today. The scheme in Wexford Town is being run in conjunction with the mobility app Bolt. It comes despite cities like Melbourne and Paris abandoning similar services because of safety concerns. Claire Goodwin of Wexford County Council has been explaining how the e-scooter scheme will work.
So it'll work very similar to an e-bike scheme we currently have in town. And basically, users download an app, it's the Bolt app, and then they can activate a scooter or a bike, and they can take a bike from a particular parking location and scoot around town to another parking location. And that's the key, that the scooters have to be returned to designated parking locations. They're all within the town centre of Wexford in the urban core. We're not going beyond the ring road for safety reasons, so we're staying within the 50-kilometre speed limit.
How many scooters will they be, and who's paying for them?
So there's no cost to us as council, and that's why, and having had the experience with the e-bikes, that's why we're keen to proceed with the scooters. Bolt are a company. I suppose they would like to make a profit. I don't think they would make very much profit, but if it breaks even, that would be fantastic. So they're providing the scooters to Wexford on a trial basis for 6 months, and people can avail of them. And if they're well used, well, we'll probably continue the scheme into the future.
All right, so you'll be reassessing what you're doing after 6 months and having a look at how it has worked.
Oh, we will, absolutely. And we did the same when we introduced the e-bike scheme about a year ago, and we've been blown away by that, really, due to the success of it. It's been phenomenal. There's been over 115,000 kilometres travelled on the bikes, and I think we have in excess of 4,200 users. So that's pretty good for a small town like Wexford.
How are you going to ensure that everybody behaves themselves? Because I'm sure you're aware that in some other places, and I'm thinking in particular of Paris and Melbourne, schemes like this were introduced and then they were scrapped because those that ran the cities weren't happy with how it was going.
I suppose the key difference with this one is in those cities, I believe that the scooters could be dropped at any location. And that's the key difference. In the case of Wexford, what's going to happen is the scooters have to be returned to a designated parking location, and the user will continue to be charged for the scooter ride until they do so. So there's a great incentive there to return your scooter, park it correctly, and end your ride correctly. So that's the key difference. And also, I suppose, with the introduction of the regulations recently in relation to e-scooters, we were confident enough that these scooters are actually limited to, the speed is limited to 20 kilometres an hour. So they cannot go any faster than that. Unlike a lot of the scooters that are on the streets, I think these ones will actually be quite a bit safer because of that.
And what sort of restrictions will you be putting on who can take part in this scheme?
Well, they have to be over 18, and that's a requirement of Bolt. The legislation actually says 16, but Bolt are going to insist that they have to be over 18 to take a scooter. And the other restriction that will apply is you often sometimes see passengers on scooters. Well, Bolt have a very clever system of tandem riding prevention. It's actually a sensor built into the scooter, and that'll actually detect if there's a second person on board, and the user will get a warning and their account will actually be deactivated if they repeat offend. So there's a couple of things like that that reassured us that, you know, ultimately the user will have to make the decision on how they behave. But those kind of built-in safety features we are reassured by. And at the end of the day, it is a trial. So we're going to see how it goes and take it from there.
Claire Goodwin of Wexford County Council on their e-scooter scheme, which begins today.